As the Liberal Party debates what went wrong in last year's federal election, Malcolm Turnbull is reminding his colleagues that the Coalition won. Former Minister Andrew Robb's review into the Liberal Party's performance at last year's poll is being handed over today. The Prime Minister says he takes responsibility for what happened, but he points out that his team held on to government even though it was only by one seat. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Liberals are anxious to know what Andrew Robb, the former Trade Minister, identifies as the reason for the loss of so many seats at the last election. He's handed over the document to the party's federal executive and says he's looked at the performance of both those in Parliament, like the Prime Minister, and the party's organisational wing. But the document hasn't been released, so we don't yet know if it delivers the result that former PM Tony Abbott called for on Radio 2CC.
Let's hope it's a candid report rather a kind of a mealy-mouthed report. I think very important that this be a full and frank assessment of what went right and what didn't go so right in the campaign.
Malcolm Turnbull's told Neil Mitchell on Radio 3AW he accepts that he's answerable for what happened.
In terms of the election campaign, the outcome of the election campaign, the leader takes full responsibility, total responsibility.
Do you agree it was a disaster?
Well,
I mean, look,
we won the election. Right? I mean, some of this commentary overlooks the fact that we won the election. Some of it overlooks the fact that we are in government. And I know that people, it's easy to say, throw your hands up in the air and say, oh, it's terrible, the Senate, you haven't got more seats in the Senate. We were never going to win a majority in the Senate.
Oh, yeah, but you didn't expect this mess in the Senate, surely.
Well, you describe it as a mess.
Yes.
And yet I am able, with my colleagues, with my Senate team and my leadership group, we are able to get legislation through the Senate.
While Mr Turnbull insists he can work with the Senate, his predecessor Tony Abbott continues to campaign for changing the upper house.
One of the big challenges for our country is Senate reform. We need to have the Senate as a house of review, not a house of rejection.
The change of leadership from Tony Abbott to Malcolm Turnbull in 2015 will be looked at as part of the Liberal review. When Mr Turnbull challenged, he said part of the reason was that Mr Abbott was trailing in the polls.
The one thing that is clear about our current situation is the trajectory. We have lost 30 news polls in a row. It is clear that the people have made up their mind about Mr Abbott's leadership.
The Immigration Minister Peter Dutton told 2GB's Ray Hadley yesterday the polls are a measure.
He raised the spectre on that day of news poll being a measure of the fact that he was challenging for the Prime Ministership. That's what he did.
Well, Ray, that's a fair point. Malcolm Turnbull wouldn't step back from that point. What we need to do is to turn polls around, if that's the measure. We have to make tough decisions. As the Howard government did, as the Abbott government did, they're not always popular. It's hard when you've got a budget that's, you know, going close to $500 billion worth of debt that Labor racked up.
But Neil Mitchell faced some resistance when he challenged Mr Turnbull this morning on his poll performance.
Is it still a metric? If you have 30 bad polls, you're gone.
Well, that's not, Neil, there is no such metric. That was a...
It was, when
I,
Tony
no,
Abbott was
no,
there.
When I challenged Tony Abbott, I referred to the fact that he had lost 30 news polls in a row, or the government had lost 30 news polls in a row.
Yep.
That was not the only basis of my mounting that challenge. I made another number of other points. I don't want to go through it all. It's part of political history.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull ending Louise Yaxley's report.